Life in the Indus River Valley. From the rich soil of the Indus Valley, early farmers harvested a surplus of wheat and other grains. With a surplus of food, the population grew. Some villages grew to become cities. From around 2500 to 1500 BC, well-planned cities flourished in the valley. Two such cities were Harappa and Mohenjo-Daro, both located in present-day Pakistan. Mohenjo-Daro was the larger of the two cities, and it lay along the banks of the Indus River. Ancient City Planners. The ruins of Mohenjo-Daro show how carefully the city was planned. To help protect it from floods, the city was built above ground level. Homes and workshops made up one side of the city. Public buildings stood on the other side. Streets separated these regular blocks of homes and buildings. The city's highest point served as a citadel or fortress. Built on a high mound of earth, the citadel was probably enclosed by a high brick wall. This wall would have protected the city's most important buildings, including a storehouse for grain and a bathhouse. Unlike most other cities of the time, Mohenjo-Daro had a drainage system. Clay pipes ran under the brick streets. They carried waste from homes and public buildings away from the city. Outside the city, canals ran along the Indus River, which often flooded. The canals helped to control flooding by catching overflow from the river. The water was then directed where it was most needed. Life in Mohenjo-Daro. In Mohenjo-Daro, merchants and artisans sold their wares from shops that lined the streets. Carts loaded with grain rolled through the city. Traders came from as far away as Mesopotamia to buy and sell precious goods. The citizens of Mohenjo-Daro lived in homes that opened onto courtyards. Children played with toys and pets. Adults enjoyed games and music. Artisans fashioned jewelry and bright cotton clothing for the people to wear. The language of the people is still a mystery. Their writings appear on square seals, but experts have not yet been able to figure out what the symbols mean. The form of government and the religion of Mohenjo-Daro are also unknown. No royal tombs or great temples have been found. But evidence found in the city's ruins suggests that the people had a number of gods. A mysterious decline. Around 2000 BC, Indus Valley farmers began to abandon their land. The climate may have changed, turning the fertile soil into desert. Or great earthquakes may have caused floods that destroyed the canals. Without enough food, people began to leave the cities of the Indus Valley. Between 2000 and 1500 BC, newcomers from the north entered the valley. These newcomers eventually gained power throughout the region. Reading check. When did the Indus Valley civilization begin to decline?